following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Some of the best games in the AFC of the past 6 years have been between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In the four contests, the average margin of victory is just a little over 4 points, and two of the games have gone to overtime. The two proud AFC franchises meet once again this week, this time at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. And we've got a great show lined up for you this week. Now, the Chiefs have had a hard time getting over the hump in this rugged start, but there were signs of improvement last week in Minnesota, especially on defense. Kansas City held six-time Pro Bowl running back Adrian Peterson of the Vikings to just 2.3 yards per carry, the second-worst output in his brilliant career. We'll talk with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton about that and the powerful Steelers offense that comes to town. Speaking of defense, this week we have a special feature on one of the most dominant displays of defense the league has ever seen. It was week 7 of 1990, and the late, great Derek Thomas had 7 sacks against the Seattle Seahawks. You won't want to miss it. And more defense coming your way. The 2015 Chiefs draft class is starting to make its presence felt on the defensive side of the football. Marcus Peters had another interception last week against the Vikings, and inside linebacker Ramique Wilson has been very good in his first two NFL starts. He had a touchdown against the Bears with a fumble recovery, and last week against the Vikings, he tied the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler, Derek Johnson, with 9 stops against the Vikings and Adrian Peterson. So let's check in with our Chiefs reporter, B.J. Kissel, as he goes under the helmet with the rookie from Georgia, linebacker Ramique Wilson.
All right, Meek, new face to the defense. For fans who don't know you, how would you describe your playing style?
High motor.
Wrapped up by Ramique Wilson.
Great effort.
Spun to the ground by Ramique Wilson in the backfield.
And just giving it all I got.
Last week against the Minnesota Vikings, your second NFL start. How would you assess where you're at now compared to maybe where you were back at training camp? Just how far you've come?
I came some nice ways. I'm still learning a lot, you know. I got to continue trusting Coach Gibbs because he's been preparing me. It's a lot different from college football. And listening to the leaders, Derek Johnson and Justin Houston.
Last week against the Vikings, led the team in tackles, going up against a future Hall of Famer and running back Adrian Peterson. Just what was your guys' mindset as a defense going into that game?
Stop the run, you know, force the team to pass. And, you know, no matter who we're playing, just we're going to give you all we got. We're creating turnovers, we're making big stops, and we're going to turn this thing around.
I know obviously it didn't result in a win, but how much confidence did you guys take away from going up against a player of that caliber? And that was one of the least impactful performances of his entire career. What can you guys take from that moving forward?
You got to keep working. You know, good things will happen. We got to keep this momentum going.
Now, individually, you got rolled up on a little bit in that game. You left for just a little bit before you came back. Just what exactly happened there?
Just got rolled up, friendly fire. You know, that's good. That's a great thing. That means dudes are flying to the ball, trying to make things happen. So it's great.
What do you think it may have showed your teammates that you did come out, you got rolled up on, but then you came back and made plays?
But it showed them that, you know, I'm all in. You know, I'll do anything I can to help this team win.
And now a pass thrown to the near side by Bridgewater, picked off by Marcus Peters.
I'll talk about the rookie draft class. 8 of the 9 guys drafted in your class played last week against the Vikings. 309 total snaps. That's an impressive amount of production. What do you think's made you guys so productive so early?
We all been here for a while, since May, all of us. We, you know, got that bond of the rookie class, so it's, I mean, we're real tight. We're just learning from the older guys, you know, and we're feeding off of them and showing them, you know, even though we're rookies, we're young, we still can make plays and help.
Josh Malga, Derek Johnson, another guy in your room. Just what have those veterans meant to you as far as what you learned from them and how they prepare every day?
Oh, man, is big. You know, they're like extra coaches. They know the system. They know how to study film, and it's been great to work with them and learn from them.
Snap. And here comes the rush. Cowboys into the end zone. The ball's free. Touchdown. And Ramiq Wilson gets a fumble recovery. It's a Chiefs defensive touchdown.
Another Georgia Bulldog on this team, Justin Houston, the guy that you get to see every day, and it's how he prepares. What kind of impact has he made on just being able to watch him every day and see how he prepares for his craft? And how do you kind of take that and help your game?
It's great. I mean, the whole linebacker core room, Tomba, Derek, I mean, either way, you watch any one of those guys, you can learn a lot. And like I say, the way they prepare, they practice how they're going to play, and it shows off in the games. Not one of them will never give up, and, you know, they're going to keep playing their tail off and giving 100% effort.
And final question, be the player that you aspire to be. Where do you feel like you need to improve the most?
I would say continue what I'm doing. You know, keep practicing hard, playing fast, and trusting what I see. And after that, I'll be all right.
The Chiefs look to turn their season around this week, but it will not be easy because the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is powerful. They've got the triangle, a good running back in Le'Veon Bell, some outstanding receivers, and a tough tight end in Heath Miller. But the Chiefs defense also has some strong leadership ability and some great performers. Guys like Justin Houston, Tom Bahali, Alan Bailey's had a great start to the season, Derek Johnson and Eric Berry. I had a chance to sit down with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton as we go to our coach's corner to talk about how some of the defensive performances can now turn into a victory.
Tight right. Peterson again trying to probe at the line of scrimmage. He gets away and looks out. This is where he's dangerous. Now he stops and tries to cut back. And Jay Howard chases him down and tackles him for a loss. All the way back at the 17-yard line, it's a loss of 7 yards on the run by Adrian Peterson.
How good has your defensive line been? Guys like Howard or Alan Bailey and the progress they've made.
You know, one of the things I think the players have done a great job over these last 2 weeks is upping the ante, you know, putting a little more in, working a little harder, understanding, you know, that we can break through this thing if we just stay the course. You know, we know the formula. We know it works. And, you know, I think one of the real challenges in life, you know, when you're doing something, you put a lot of energy into it, a lot of effort into it, and you don't get the result, the tangible result you want. Sometimes it's easy to give in, but I think they're seeing, you know, hey, this is starting to pay off. And, you know, if we keep improving, you know, we're going to get the result that we all want. And that's those W's. But I think our D-line played, you know, really, really well. And, you know, when you're dealing with somebody of 28 speed and power, you know, you never can relax. And that's the one thing I thought our guys did a great job, backside, frontside. And I think for everybody, you know, there was a sense of pride in what we did. You know, it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Well, here comes Pittsburgh. But how much of an encouragement was it? Because the last 2 years, we've talked about this. Teams would get close, but you wouldn't let them in. You get a goal to go against Minnesota. You had a goal to go hold. You get a goal to go takeaway. How much can that help you against the Steelers?
I think, you know, they're playing with that, you know, the attitude we used to have here. And we used to always say, you're not in until you're in.
And it's intercepted on the near side. A diving catch. Ron Parker with the interception in the end zone.
And make them prove they can get in. And even the touchdown pass we gave up there on third down, you know, I mean, we did a great job in first and second down, and then we needed to finish that off right there to get exactly what we want. You know, we let out one on a 3rd and 8 where we missed a tackle, you know, that was a big play that eventually led to a field goal. And then probably the biggest play on us defensively was the 3rd and 15 in the 4th quarter, you know. And, you know, we reacted up too fast on the scramble. We just needed to play that a little bit better. And then, you know, you're off the field there. And that was a huge play in the game, you know.
Yeah, it was the second worst day Peterson's ever had in the NFL in yards per carry in his brilliant career. But here comes Le'Veon Bell. What do you do with
him? Well, Le'Veon's a different back than really anybody in our league, you know, and he might be the most complete back right now in the league. But I think, you know, when you put the running back, the quarterback, if he's back, And then the receivers they have, you know, they make it really difficult because you can't really even just go to one receiver and say, hey, we're going to take this receiver away. There's too many skilled players there. Michael Vick's got the escapability, and Landry Jones evidently went in and did a heck of a job, you know, and you just have to stand tall and dig deeper and you know, do the things you really understand and believe in. And if you do that, you know, things will work out for you.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
So it's the 4-2 Steelers coming into Arrowhead Stadium to play the 1-5 Kansas City Chiefs. We welcome in BJ Kissel for Focus Point. The Steelers are coming off two wins in a row, first against the division rival San Diego Chargers, then the Arizona Cardinals. But the interesting thing, BJ, about that win against the Arizona Cardinals, it didn't have to do with Mike Vick or Ben Roethlisberger. It was Landry Jones.
Yeah, the third-year quarterback out of Oklahoma. He's 6'4", 225 pounds. And in that game against the Cardinals last week, went 8 of 12, 168 yards, two touchdowns. His quarterback rating of 149 was the second best in NFL history for a player making his debut. Obviously, he's helped out by that running game with Le'Veon Bell and that guy he's got on the outside, Antonio Brown.
You mentioned Le'Veon Bell. The Chiefs are in a little bit of a tough stretch right here. They play Adrian Peterson last week. They are able to manage him, and now they have Bell.
Yeah, he's got 390 yards so far this season. He missed a little bit of time early, but he's still Le'Veon Bell. And one of the things that makes him so special, he's about 6'1", about 215 pounds. It's not his size, his speed combination, although that's pretty impressive, but it's his vision, his patience. He sets up his blocks really, really well. Hopefully they can follow the recipe they did last year, where a lot of these same guys in this Chiefs defense found success against Bell and the Steelers offense, held him just 20 carries and 63 yards. We need to see that again on Sunday.
So certainly a challenge in Le'Veon Bell, but if you look to the outside, you have the yards receiving leader from last year in Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he's fifth in the NFL right now with 547 yards. Did miss a little bit of time. But what's so impressive about Antonio Brown, he's just 5'10", 181 pounds, but it's his ability to run routes. And I think if you were trying to build an NFL receiver and you had to figure out who was the best route runner, who you wanted to model your game after, Antonio Brown would be a lot of guys' picks because of the separation that he creates. It's a problem for defenses, and he's consistently done it now for a long enough time that he's definitely somebody that you've got to worry about. It's one of the best receivers in the NFL. And he's another guy, just like Bell, that the Chiefs defense found success in at least limiting Antonio Brown last year. Had just 72 yards receiving, which still sounds like a decent day, but it was his lowest output of the entire season. Again, Chiefs need to do that on Sunday if they're going to pick up this win.
Now, turning to the page to the defense, the Steelers are 23rd in the league, so that's the bottom half. But who are some guys you're focusing on specifically?
There's a lot of good players in the Steelers defense. They've got 10 guys that have at least one sack. Obviously, Dick LeBeau has moved on, but a lot of his schemes and a lot of his traits of a defense are still there today. But the two guys, Steven Tuitt, the third-year player out of Notre Dame, leads them with 3.5 sacks. And then safety Mike Mitchell. When you're talking about a Chiefs offense that doesn't have Jamaal Charles anymore, you're always interested on how defenses are going to try to attack that Chiefs offense. And for me, it's watching the safeties. I'm interested to see what Mitchell's going to do, where he's going to be, where he's going to line up, and what impact they try to scheme him in making against this Chiefs offense, which I hope can still find some of the success in general that they found in the third quarter and second half against the Vikings. But a lot of that, I think, might be negated by the 12 and 13 personnel that they run. You always get safeties and linebackers involved there. Travis Kelce, James O'Shaughnessy, Demetrius Harris, all those guys on the field together. It really helps put them in a situation to find those mismatches down the field with Mitchell in coverage, try to take advantage of those.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
He's getting after the quarterback, and then he has one, and he has two, then he has three, then he has four, then he has five. You're like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a special day.
Welcome back to the show. Since the sack has been an NFL official statistic since 1982, there have been four times a player has had at least six sacks in a single game. Derek Thomas did it twice. He had six sacks against Jeff George in 1998. But in 1990, the late, great Derek Thomas did something very unusual. He sacked the Seahawks 7 times in a single game in one of the greatest performances on either side of the ball in NFL history.
Welcome to Arrowhead Stadium, everybody, for a very important AFC Western Division game between the Seattle Seahawks and Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams know a playoff berth. They'll need a lot of wins to get there.
Bill Cowher was the one that found a flaw in the pass protection of the Seattle Seahawks. We knew if we got a certain look what they would do, and they would molly block. The guard would pull out on the outside linebacker, and the tackle would be one-on-one with the defensive end. So Bill wanted me to widen outside the tackle, with Derek outside of me. Well, the guard had two choices. They'd have to adjust. They were going to have to stay in it and take me and leave the back one-on-one with Derek, which would have been a nightmare. And that's what happened. First one, I believe, they molly blocked out, and Derek beat him on the outside, and I came right up the gut underneath.
Derek Thomas is in on the play, but the guy that really makes the play is Bill Moss, number 63, coming up the middle. He just takes the lineman with him. Lot 63, Bill Moss. Now, he moves up, and here he is. He'll come up, and he's right in Craig's face. He forces him out. Moss is there. They have two people on him. When he forces him out, Derek Thomas is there to make the play.
After that, they kept the guard inside, and they left Derek one-on-one with back, and it was over.
Shotgun, 3rd and 10. And now you have to expect that Craig will really see a big rush. Look out! Derek Thomas on the prowl.
It was a terrible matchup for the Seahawks.
All right, here's Derek Thomas. Watch this. He gets inside Williams, who does not block again, and Craig has no place to go.
So early in the game, I mean, Derek took full advantage of it.
Derek, good job. You got him up the field once, you got him inside once, didn't you? Good. Keep working on it.
3rd and 17.
We were talking to the coaching staff yesterday, and especially John Becker with the Seattle. He said, you know, we just cannot afford to be in third and long situations against this defense because they blitz almost all the time.
Oh, what a hit! Touchdown! Sally Amon!
The Chiefs lead! The Chiefs lead! Oh, what a play!
Derek Thomas was the man. He shot out of nowhere.
Dave Craig was just running all over the field. I mean, he knew the second he dropped back, he was going to have to run. If something wasn't open right away, he'd have to start running around. And he was running around all day long.
Derek Thomas is back in and sacking the quarterback. Chuck Knox, disappointed. Dave Craig needs a touchdown.
Derek Thomas with his 5th sack.
He's getting after the quarterback, and then he has 1, then he has 2, then he has 3, then he has 4, then he has 5. You're like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a special day.
And it's the 7th total sack on the day for Kansas City. What a game he's had.
But David Craig scrambling around back there. The one guy he's not going to get away from is Derek Thomas. Hey, whoa!
He's having a
record day. That's an NFL record. Congratulations to him.
So it's time to get ready for another AFC battle between the Steelers and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, the Chiefs Kingdom has some warm and fuzzy feelings about their last home playoff victory. It was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next week, get your passports ready. The Chiefs have to go across the Atlantic as they take on the Detroit Lions, and we'll have a special early edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider to get you ready for the game in London.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
65 Toss Power Trap.